are now joined by Beeston chiropractor Alex Newton. So if you find yourself running around after your young children or grandchildren, you know, and picking them up automatically, you don't really think about how much it's affecting your back, do you? So that's why Alex is here in the studio to give you some tips, really, on keeping your back healthy, particularly during what appears to be quite an intense time of a woman's life, wouldn't you say, Alex?
And a very important time, Hans. So thank you for having me this afternoon. I believe that this is the highest proportion of babies born in September. Now, you work back 9 months from what happened. Christmas, New Year and all that sort of thing. So it's the biggest population. So we're probably listening to a number of mums that are now on at home, hopefully on maternity leave and enjoying their little bundle. They may or may not have had some back issues while they were pregnant, and that can be quite miserable sometimes. It's supposed to be a very special time of pregnancy, and it can be marred by some back pain and sciatica and associated problems that go along with that, that can affect sleep and getting out and about.
What's sciatica?
So sciatica is, it basically tells you, it's a bit like saying you've got a headache, it tells you where the pain is. So sciatica is when the pain goes all the way down the leg, almost to the foot. And that can be caused by a number of things. And the ideal is to find out what is being, what's causing it. And therefore you can address that problem by doing various types of exercises or having some types of manual therapies, such as physiotherapy, chiropractic, that sort of thing, to try and release some of the problems that go along with that.
Okay, so in terms of pregnancy, you said, you know, sometimes you might not have back problems when you're pregnant, but you might do after you've had children, or, you know, what, like, you might develop them after you have children. But in terms of when you're pregnant, one of the things that I've heard during pregnancy that can be really difficult and sometimes a bit of a strain on your back is sleeping when you're asleep. So finding a really comfortable position to sleep in, sometimes I hear, like I say, not speaking from personal experience, but I hear it can be quite difficult.
It can be, especially during the later stages of pregnancy when the your abdomen is very, very large and your joints start to become very soft because of the hormones that are circulating around the body. It starts to shift the pelvis around, getting ready for the labour. So sleeping supported, making sure that perhaps you have pillows between your knees, underneath your bump. There's various cushions out there on the market that you can sort of cuddle up to, like large sausage-shaped cushions that you can sort of wrap your body around, just give you lots and lots of support. Getting in and out of bed is often a bit of an issue as well. There's a problem called pelvic girdle pain, or we used to call it pubic symphysis dysfunction. Now, pubic symphysis is the little bone at the joint at the front of the pelvis there that obviously takes most of the strain during the birth process, and this can often get strained during the later stages of pregnancy. Particularly, it can be posture related or it can be hormonal related, but sort of getting out of bed without keeping your legs together, or getting into bed without keeping your legs together, or in and out of the car, even in and out of the bar, stepping in and out over to get into the shower, can be absolutely excruciating. Yeah. So keeping the legs together, and that will help, particularly turning in bed as well. That can be a time that you can pull on that joint at the front, and it can be very, very uncomfortable.
So is it best to just sort of go slow?
Slow is always good.
Yeah, because I do wonder about that. Because of course, when you know, there's that weight, isn't there? That's sort of, I don't want to say pulling you down because that sounds really horrible. Because of course you've got this bundle of joy, but there is that weight from your sort of bump. So I wonder about posture as well. You know, when you're up and about, is there a way that you would say is a better way to either sit or walk around or stand when you're pregnant? Because there could be a temptation to just slouch because you want to give in to...
So down to flat shoes, always helpful. Be really boring and get those flatties back out again. Avoid the heels because that's going to change your posture. Don't forget your posture is changing phenomenally, but also those ligaments, as we mentioned before. Ligaments are like elastic bands that hold joints together, and they are affected by the hormones and changes in posture and weight gain. So standing with your bottom tucked in and your bump tucked in so that you're standing nice and tall, that's going to help. And standing with your feet evenly spread so that you're not standing on one leg more than the other, that's going to maintain some sort of pelvic symmetry and stop increasing pain on one side of the body to the other, which is going to sort of throw that pelvis out of line. In the sitting position, Really, try not to sit on the floor for long periods of time. Try not to lounge on settees. One of the problems with pelvises is that they don't like sitting. So some walking and pottering about. Don't sit for too long, perhaps 30 minutes at a time, particularly
so
if you've got a very
desk. It's better to stay stood up then.
Well,
Not up too long.
Don't stand too long. Don't walk too far. Don't sit too long. So, a little bit of everything, keeping that posture varied, keeping it moving, and reduces some strain onto the joints.
Everything in moderation. Well, plenty more tips to keep your back healthy. Now that the pregnancy's out of the way, find out about keeping your back healthy once you've had your child, or you've got your grandchildren around and you find yourself running around after them, what to do. So more from Alex Newton, who is a chiropractor in Beeston, to come after 23 minutes past three on BBC Radio Nottingham with me, Hansa. Yes, I was going to say trouble with me, but hope there's no trouble with me. And talking about trouble, particularly back trouble, and particularly when you've got small children around, whether they're your own children, your grandchildren, nieces and nephews, find yourself sort of running around a lot after them and, bending and twisting and getting up and, up, down and all that sort of thing. So Alex Newton is chiropractor from Beeston's here to give you some tips. So Alex, with all the bending and twisting and whatnot, it sounds like I'm creating a game here, but it's not. With all that, how much can it really damage your back? Because you are constantly, aren't you, bending and twisting, getting up and down and in and out, putting car seats in and out and that sort of thing when you're a mother or a grandparent.
Yes. So in the early days, obviously the baby can be anything from 7 to 10 pounds. You're lifting that baby in and out of the crib or the cot a number of times throughout the day, so you might be lifting the child. So you imagine having a 10-15 pound sack of potatoes and lifting that up and down 20 or 30 times a day. That's puts a lot of strain on your back, shoulders and arms as well. So I'm thinking about how you're bending into that cot or into that crib to try and get that baby out of there. So really remember to engage on your core muscles and bend your knees, try, and it's difficult to bend your knees trying to get into a cot because you're sort of reaching into the cot to get a baby out of there. And keeping the baby close to you is always very useful because you're changing the fulcrum of pressure, so you're not putting a lot of pressure through the bag. Carrying the baby around for long periods of time, babies sometimes don't settle very well, and you find that you're just carrying the frown, I can't put my baby down. We hear that quite a lot, and that causes a lot of upper back and arm strain. And being aware of that, try and sort of move the baby to one side and then the other, try and sit down a little bit more rather than trying to carry. Babies just want to be hugged and cuddled.
They do, don't they? That's the thing.
It's very difficult to put them down and leave them be.
But what about carrying? Because you carry them, you kind of have them in one arm and then sometimes you have them in the other arm. And is it sort of important to sort of balance that or stick with one arm? Because I can't imagine how that sort of will affect your lower back, essentially, because you're kind of in this weird position, aren't you, when you've got your baby?
We see a number of mums that have been for perpetually carrying their baby on one hip, and that causes their pelvis to tilt and twist out of line, that can lead to some of the back issues that they have. So we always recommend that you sort of carry them in front of you, but obviously to do that takes two arms, and 9 times out of 10 we're trying to get about our daily life, like preparing meals and just getting through the day to do small minor jobs, and trying to carry the baby around while you're doing that. So really spend your time holding baby in front of you, or as we were going to talk about a little bit later, there are various slings and carry postures that you can pop the baby into to facilitate, to give you arms free, so that it's much better for your posture if the baby is hugged to your chest or obviously onto your back.
So it's better
you're
to
not
be in
one
a
side of the or the other.
Yeah, yes. So it's better to have your baby in a carrier or a sling, as you say, rather than you holding them sort of on one side,
for long periods of time. Certainly don't hold them on one side for any length of time. Short moments could be useful, and then obviously swap side to side as well. We tend to be creatures of habit and always sort of hold it one side so that we've got our right hand free if we're right-handed to do things. So make sure that you're always not carrying the child on the hip, but preferably in front of you and safely strapped into a carrier or a sling of some sort that we can talk about.
So talking of slings and those sort of baby carriers, I do wonder, because slings to me seem like very similar to carrying a baby on one side, because they sort of go across your body, don't they? So you still got that pressure, haven't you, on one side? So how...
Because the baby's held very close to you, then obviously it's increasing your body weight rather than putting so much strain. But we have to be quite mindful about slings. There's lots and lots of different slings on the market. And it is a minefield on its own, in that one size doesn't fit all. It's like choosing a pair of shoes. You've got different shaped mums, you've got slim build, broader build, you've got different size babies. And obviously you've got to establish what you want to do with the sling. Are you going to go out for a walk? Are you just moseying around the house? Are you going out shopping? So it depends what you need. The age of the baby is obviously critical, the size and the weight of the baby, and the size and the shape of the mum. And obviously, if dad's going to use that sling or carrier as well, that's something that needs to be taken. You may need two, because if you're different shape to your husband, you can't use the same carrier or sling. So there are various groups that you can see and find out more on the internet. A lot of people have access to that these days. There are things called sling libraries, and you can actually go and hire different types of slings and get a touchy-feely experience of these in your local area. And try them out. You take them away for a period of time with a deposit, I understand, and then you can try them out and then sort of try before you buy. So don't be pressurised by what's on eBay or on the internet to say, you know, what's Vogue and that sort of thing. You need to have someone professionally look at you, look at your posture, look at what you want to do, and assess your ratio to your babies and what you want to do with it to get the right sling to maintain a good posture as a result of that.
There you have it. So that's Alex. Thank you so much for those very intriguing tips there for mums and grandparents who have got young children around. That is Alex Newton, who is chiropractor from Beeston, there telling you about how basically not to let your back suffer if you're sort of constantly carrying children, and you know, you've got children around you want to make sure that you're taking care of your back as well as taking care of the kids, really.